the field like a wheel in a wheel turning, rolling on from sun to sun. I keep moving on, but I'm not gaining. Seems like this life turns faster than I can run. Then I look away across the old Jordan for the glimpse of you when I get home. Then I feel some revival in my body. It gives me a little more courage to go on. Sometimes I feel I'm not worthy for the kind deeds my friend bestow upon me. But my prayer will always be, I'll not despair them. Seems like life has given me the hardest road. Then I look away across the old Jordan for a glimpse of you on the other side. Then I feel some revival in my body. It gives me a little more courage to carry on. Sometimes I feel there's no need of trying, for the joy that I seek, it's not meant for me. Every time I get down near the healing water, somebody always steps in front of me. I assure you, if you'll come with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, God will not let someone step in front of you. You'll be number one in His consideration. For He said that He'll not turn a beggar away. Whosoever comes unto Him, He will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. I hope you can pray. Like the foregoing brethren, I'm just a man, and sometimes we can preach and sometimes we can't. It's up to the Lord, and I just try to study. I try to read, and don't try to make up no sermons. I just study God's Word. And when I get here, try to wait upon Him to give it to me. It might be a few words. It might be many. But if I can feel the power of the Holy Ghost in it, it'll make manifest into the world. For He said, the Lord, the writer said, that the Lord caused the snow to come down and the rain and give seed unto the sower and bread unto the eater. But so also is my word that goeth out of my mouth and shall not return unto me a void. But he said, ah, it will accomplish in that which I, the Lord, have pleased to send them. The word of God is quick, and it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to divide the soul and the mire, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. He knows your thoughts afar off. He is the all-seeing eye. He said that his eyes go to and fro through the earth, beholding both the good and the evil. God is an all-seeing God, and he will surely require at man's hands that which he sows while he dwells here upon the earth. Are you so unto the flesh? If you sow unto the flesh, he said, you shall of the flesh reap corruption. But if you sow unto the Spirit, you shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. There's life in the Lord this morning. Brethren, when he was here on the earth, he went about doing good. He went about healing the sick. Brethren, one time I moved out on a little shim and began to teach the people and tell them of the parable. Have not they seen not, and ears they heard not, brethren, and the thing that Jesus told them. Brethren, the disciples said, listen, why? He said unto them, all these things are written in parable, that they see might not see, but unto you, he said, these things are made manifest. God come unto his own, and his own receive them not. John the Baptist came out of the wilderness. Brother, I was foretold for knowledge of God. I'm just going to follow the Lord, brother. Prophesied of a man that would come before the great and the noble day of the Lord. People think that day is at the end, but there was a day come. There was a day of the Lord, brother, a day that he sent for his son, the down an old rugged crawl, the suffer in the last days, brother. Suffered one in the end of the world, the end of the law, covenant was typifying the end of that world that he was talking about. But brother, he foretold and prophesied of old that a man would come before the great and the noble day of the Lord. Brethren, he said, I'll send the lion in that day before the Lord come. And when that old man that was girded about with a girdle of camel's hair, and his meat was wild honey and locusts, he came out of the wilderness. Prepare you the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Listen, he came all in the Bible said that he came unto his own. Listen, brother, that voice that went out, that sound that went out, and they begin to gather in. And even the Pharisees begin to say, come and demand that I baptize, to be baptized to John. What did John tell him? Ye Pharisees, ye hypocrites, listen. you vipers, listen, you unclean of the word. God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. They professed that they was of Abraham, brother. If you'd have been of Abraham's seed, you'd have done the works of Abraham. For Abraham saw my day and rejoiced in it. Listen, the day God got a plan, brother, and that plan come together when John began to teach those and baptized them and made ready a people prepared for the Lord. John preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin. The word baptism of the word proceeding from listen, repentance, brother, is still proceeding from repent. Except ye repent, you shall likewise perish. And where I am, you cannot come, brother, except ye repent and be born again. They came to John and said, are you the one, John? Or should we look for another? Who art thou, John? I'm just a voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. I'm making his path straight. I'm not the one, but I come to bear witness of the one, the real one to come, whose shoelaces I'm not worthy to unloose. Listen, the day they didn't wear shoelaces in them days. Must have been talking about his thong. What do you think of that, brother? Surely that was what they was talking about. But nevertheless, he was a low plane. He wasn't even worthy to do that. Listen today. Do you ever feel worthy, brother, to get down at his feet? Do you ever feel worthy? I remember the days of old, brother, and I still the day feel unworthy, brother. But worthy is the Lamb to receive all the praise and glory and honor that my tongue and my heart can give unto him. Listen the day, brother. No wonder old John felt that way, untroubled in this world. You'd have thought a man that was sent from God would have all the answers, brother. You'd have thought a man wouldn't have never had a no doubt in his life. No, brother, John said, I must decrease, but he must increase. And the day come, brother, they put old John down in the prison house because he had told Herod, it's unlawful for you to have your brother Philip's wife, and it's unlawful to take your brother's wife. It's adultery, my brother, and God will hold it at your hand. But will God forgive you? All manner of sin is forgiven unto the sons of men. Don't you never let nobody tell you that God won't forgive sin. Who are they to say what God will do? I've got a book written, what God will do, brother, and he has promised if you come unto him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, if you'll get down at the foot of Jesus, if you'll cry with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, I will no wise cast you out, but I'll receive you to myself, that where I am there ye may be also. Listen to day and John gone down in the old prison house because of what he preached, brother. You don't know what is going to happen to us, brother. There may be a day come when you have to stand and see whether you've been in the faith or not. See if you've gone the fire of the gold that's been tried in the fire. John, they came to John and said, are you the one? And John said, no, but I come to bear witness of him. But when he was in the prison house, brother, he come and doubt, didn't he? He began to doubt and worry and say, all his son, he sent people, brethren, down to speak to Jesus. Are you the one that was for to come? And John, they brung him word, didn't he? Brother Terry, listen today, friend. It's good news when the Lord sends you word down to your heart. God will send the right word. You go tell John the lame walk and the blind see and the poor of the gospel preach to them. No, brother, today it's still the same. The table, the gospel being preached in every nation, kindle and tongue and people. And Jesus began about 30 years old, began to preach his own everlasting gospel, brother. And cried that day when the book of the prophet Isaiah was given unto him and said, listen, this day is the scripture fulfilled in thy ears. I'm come to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. I come to set the captives free. I come to set those that was in the prison house and set them free. What kind of prison house was man in? He had sin bound him down. Yes, there was no law given that could have given life or verily righteousness would have came by the law. The law came by Moses, by grace and truth, came by Jesus Christ. Brethren, today I'm glad that there was another one come, because John didn't have the power to save no man, though Jesus testified in him and said, not a greater prophet has risen than John the Baptist. But the greatest in the kingdom of God, the least of them in the kingdom of God is greater than he. So the day you want to be great in God's eyes, just sell out with sin, call upon the name of Jesus, and he has promised you that he'll hear. He said his eyes were over the rising, his ears were open unto their cry. Oh God, will not turn away the beggar, friend. He'll open up his house. He said, I stand all the day long with outstretched arms. Just come unto me, all ye that are laboring, are heavy laden this morning. Is your labor in this world heavy to your heart? Has sin bound you down? Are you troubled in this world? I'll tell you, friend, I've got a friend to tell you about this morning who overcame the world. Oh, be of good cheer, little children. It's your Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. Do you want the kingdom today? It don't come by observation, but the kingdom of God, it's right down within you. I can feel it moving in my heart, in my very flesh, brother. As it pours over out of the golden bowl, it pours into this. Even this old man gets a little something sometime. He can feel the movement of the Spirit in there. He may not understand it, brother, but I declare he knows something about it. Friend, today come taste of the Lord and see that he's good, brother. He's good and very good. He promised unto you eternal life. Won't you come and take hold of eternal life and live? There's life in the Lord this morning. There's peace in him this morning. He testified and said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world given unto you. What kind of peace are you talking about? It's the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, friend. I don't understand about this great peace, Brother Jim. All that I know is when I'm troubled in life, when sorrows come and death of my loved one, I've got a peace down in here that's able to keep me. I've got a peace that is able to comfort me in the days of my trouble, when sorrow rolls around so high. Oh, I've got a peace, Brother John. on that the world don't know nothing about. It's like the river that flows in this goodly land of God. He said, my peace will flow like a river. Words that flow into. I believe old John said, and listen, the writer scroll said, I saw the pure river of life and the stream thereof, and they glad the city of our God. As it began to flow down, I can almost see it, brother. It's like the ointment that was poured upon Aaron's head. As the ointment poured on his head, brother, it was holy anointing all. It was not to be duplicated. And as it run down over his beard, and down to the skirts of his garment, the dripping of the gospel as it began to flow down through this old man here. He's like Moses, brethren. He's a bush on fire. You can see the consuming of this fire, but never consuming the tree. Listen, the day I love to get where the consuming fire in. God is a consuming fire. He'll burn out the chaff in your heart if you only trust in him. He said every man's word will be tried, and that by fire. Listen, if the children of God's got bad works, they'll be burned up, but the spirit will be saved as by fire. But listen, if you're a sinner, man, if you'll come to the Lord, though your sins be red like crimson, he'll make them white like wool. Although they be as scarlet, he said, I'll make them white like snow. Have you looked out on the hills? How beautiful and white is the hill. Though they was dreary and dead, when the snow from heaven falls upon them, there's a blanket of white. That's the way God's children is. When the blood of Jesus comes down over a man, it makes him ever whit white, brother. All the darkness is done away with. All the sin and the dreads of life is gone. We have a home, brother. Having this seal, the Lord knows them that are here. He said, unto them that overcome, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. I'll write upon him my new name. I'll write upon him the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem. I'll give unto him a little white stone, and in that stone a new name. That no man know save he that received it. Have you received the stone this morning? Offer him the day. Fall upon him the day. Let your heart be broken up. He said his word was like the hammer that breaketh the stone. The word of God, let it come into you, friend. Break up the stony heart. Break up your fallow ground. Get ready for the seed to be sown in the good ground, brother, and that it might bring forth some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. How do you know, my brother, well, there's a witness will come with salvation? You might say, well, they've told me I don't know nothing about my salvation. That ain't what the Bible says. I want each and every one of you here today to read the 1 John 2 and 3, and you come back and tell me that you don't know nothing about your salvation. Friend, today salvation's of the Lord this morning. And when he sends it down, Brother John, he said, my spirit will bear a witness with your spirit that you are the children of God. And then if your children are gone, your heirs are gone, your joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Do you want to be an heir of God this morning? I want to be an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Why, brother? all the benefits of heaven is going to be mine, mine, brother. When the Lord will bring us inside, he said his ministers would see eye to eye. Are we seeing eye to eye this morning, Brother Greg? On the plan of salvation, no man should be off the mark, nor the foundation can any man lay, save that which is already laid. Jesus Christ, the apostles and the prophets, and Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Friend, he come to his own, and his own received him not. And as many as did receive him, gave unto him, unto them, power to become the sons of God. They become of heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. All the promises of God. There's many promises of God. I know, friend, today I promise you I'll be such a plane. I'll be there. But I normally say if it's the Lord's will, we ought to say, brother, every time we speak, if the Lord's will, we'll do such and such. For you know not what the morrow will bring. You can't chain one cubic of your hide, neither one hair on your head. Black or white, brother? I've got a father this morning that knows the hairs of your head. He can count every one of them. He knows the little sparrows that fall. The God in heaven, brother, that has the all-seeing eye. He's a looking down this morning. He's a searching you. He's a looking for you with his arms out. He's a crying, come to me, all ye ends of the earth, and be saying, for I'm gone, and beside me, Brother Carl, there's another. He's the only door into the sheepfold this morning. He said in that day, Brother Terry, that he'd smite the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But when the Lord come, he said, I'll gather them into one, unto myself. There'll be one shepherd. There'll be one sheepfold. Though the kingdoms was divided, I hope sometime you can read. I'd like to get on that sometime. The Lord ain't never brung it to me. But listen in the book of Ezekiel, the 37, maybe the 36th chapter. It talks about the two kingdoms. I want you to go read and study for yourself. But they come together, and they come together in Jesus, and the one stick, though there was two, he put them together, and they become one, brother, in the man's hand, who had the power to gather him in. He listened today, the law should not depart from Judah, a lawgiver from between his feet, until shallow come, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. His voice went out, he said, verily there, his sound went out into all the earth, and to the ends of the world. Still going now, still crying the day, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, and by me if any man enters in, he shall be saved, and going and out, and find pasture this morning. There's pasture in the Lord, there's peace in God. Do you want him this morning? You can have him if you want him. If you don't want him, I'm going to save you a little time, Brother Greg. If you want him, you can have him. If you don't, just sit on the seat of do nothing, and you'll die in your sins. And where Jesus is, you cannot come.